Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday after Ash Wednesday, February 20th, 2026. Today's gospel passage comes from the evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, 'Why do we and the Pharisees fast so much, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered them, 'Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.'" As a church today, we are called to fast. We might wonder, why do we fast? It is a question as old as faith itself, and it rises naturally from the hearts of John's disciples. In today's gospel, they are sincere, devout, disciplined. They fast often. The Pharisees fast often as well. Their lives are marked by visible acts of devotion. And so they look at Jesus' disciples, with their meals, their joy, their apparent freedom. They're troubled. Why do they not fast? Jesus' answer is striking, and it is gentle. He does not dismiss fasting. He does not weaken its importance. Instead, he reframes it entirely. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? In Scripture, the image of the bridegroom is never casual. It speaks of covenant, intimacy, joy, and belonging. Israel longed for the day when God Himself would come to claim His people as a bride. Jesus now dares to say that that day is here. Fasting, in its deepest sense, is an expression of longing. It is the ache of desire made visible in the body. It is hunger that points beyond itself. When the bridegroom is present, longing gives way, at least for a time, to joy. You do not fast at a wedding feast, you rejoice. You do not mourn while love stands before you, you receive it. And yet, Jesus continues, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. Here already is the shadow of the cross. Lent begins not with a contradiction of joy, but with its memory. We fast not because God is absent in the sense of abandonment, but because Christ has been taken away, crucified, buried, hidden from sight. Our fasting is not empty discipline. It is the prayer of those who know what it is to lose and to hope again. This is where Lent becomes personal. So often we approach fasting as a requirement to fulfill, a rule to observe, a burden to carry. We ask, how much must I give up? What am I allowed to eat? What is required for me? These are not bad questions, but they are not the deepest ones. The deeper question is this: what do I long for, and what am I willing to hunger for? Every fast reveals a desire. When we fast from food, comfort, distraction, or control, we uncover what quietly sustains us, and what we fear losing. Fasting exposes our attachments not to shame us, but to free us. It makes room. It creates space where God can speak again. Jesus does not say if the bridegroom is taken away, they must fast. He says they will fast. As if to say when love has been known, absence naturally leads to longing. When Christ has touched your life, your heart will ache for him when he feels distance. Fasting becomes less about obligation and more about fidelity. Lent, then, is not a season of spiritual sadness for its own sake. It is the waiting of a faithful heart. It is the quiet ache of those who have tasted joy and want it again, more deeply, more truthfully, more fully. We fast because we are not yet whole. We fast because the world is not yet healed. We fast because we believe the bridegroom will return. And every small hunger we endure becomes a prayer that says, "Come, Lord Jesus." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, bridegroom of the church and joy of every faithful heart, you know our longing and our weakness, our hunger for comfort and our fear of emptiness. In this holy season of Lent, teach us to fast not out of duty alone, but out of love. Purify our desires. Reveal what we cling to instead of you. Create in us a holy hunger that draws us closer to your heart. When we fast, and when the fast feels heavy, remind us that it is not endless. When the longing feels sharp, assure us it is not in vain. And when we stumble, lead us gently back to you. May our fasting prepare us for joy, our longing deepen our hope, and our waiting make us ready to rejoice again at the wedding feast of the Lamb. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today in this Advent reflection, I invite you to return here each and every day when we share a passage from the Gospel and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.